It's 8:30 p.m. here in the capital, Tehran. You're watching Press TV's Top 5. Many thanks for joining us this hour. And the leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution says police in the U.S. brutalize African Americans and their treatment of black citizens is oppressive. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei says the U.S. police have humiliated black people despite the fact that the country's president himself is an African American. In an address to police commanders in Tehran, Ayatollah Khamenei referred to massive protests across the U.S. triggered by the police brutality against black citizens. The leader said police power in some Western countries like the U.S. in fact undermines security. He addressed that Iran will not follow that example.
اقتدار را با ظلم نباید اشتباه کرد. اقتدار را با حد و مرز نشناختن و بی‌مهار حرکت کردن نباید اشتباه کرد. اینی که حالا مثلا فرض کنید در بعضی از کشورها فرضاً در آمریکا پلیس خب بله خیلی مقتدره. آدم‌های عجلانی را هم نشون میدن توی پشت دوربین ها و اینا که اینا به عنوان پلیس آمدن وسط میدان رو دارن قبض و بسط میکنن. خب بله لکن میزنن بیگناه ها رو میکشن. کسی رو به عنوان اینکه این میخواسته اسلحه بکشه میزنن 15-16 تا گلوله پدرش رو دارن میارن نابودش میکنن. این اقتدار اقتدار مطلوبی نیست، اقتدار همراه با ظلمه. این اقتداری است که در نهایت ایجاد امنیت نمی کند، ایجاد ناامنی می کنه.
Joining us now via Skype from Cali is Ajay Mubaraka. He's a human rights activist. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Baraka. Now, first of all, when it comes to the situation as far as racial profiling in the United States goes, it was hoped that after images coming out of Ferguson particularly and the Department of Justice report, things would be better. Why haven't they changed, though?
Because the issues in the U.S. are systemic. They're not connected to any issue of so-called bad apples, but they are, in fact, endemic to the U.S. system. See, part of the problem with what happened with Ferguson wasn't just the report that was done that condemned the Ferguson police forces, but the failure on the part of the federal government to hold accountable the killer cop that was involved in the shooting. And this situation in Ferguson and the failure of the federal government to be proactive in terms of real accountability is something that has been in place across the country. It's part of the history of the U.S. The U.S. has a ongoing human rights crisis that it can no longer shield from the international community. And that's really the main concern of the authorities, that this the human rights hypocrisy of the U.S. Has been finally and firmly exposed to the international community.